Hey, we talk about what's happening under the umbrella of the Seidman College of Business, and Dean Diana Lawson, finally you're in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Appreciate you as well. Almost 2 years under your belt. You having fun?
Yes, I am. Always busy. Always something new.
That's great. Great facility in which you work, and the team that you direct as well. We have a couple of topics of conversation on our regular segment, Dean Lawson. First of all, let's talk about what's happening next Tuesday, the 29th of March.
Next Tuesday is the third breakfast in the series this year of the Sekia breakfasts. We do three a year, and we bring in prominent leaders within the state to talk about topics of interest and topics that are very important in today's environment. And so on Tuesday, we have Mary Kramer, who is the publisher of Cranes Detroit, who will be speaking about women and women on boards in particular and in executive positions and some of the initiatives that are going on within the state and within Cranes.
Great. That formally entitled, which I know took my attention, Hooray for Hush Puppies, Why West Michigan Companies Are Adding Women to Their Corporate Boards. And yes, Mary, a Grand Valley alum, and I think she still serves as a trustee.
Yes, she is still on our board of trustees.
So practicing what she is preaching. Is this open to the public, this morning breakfast?
It absolutely is open to the public, and it is free to the public, and we encourage people to come to RSVP, please, so that we have a count of how much we need for breakfast. But it begins about 7:30 on Tuesday morning.
That gvsu.edu/Seidman is your RSVP. So looking forward to that and learning about this opportunity. Why? It says, and let's expand on the topic if we can, Dean Lawson. Why West Michigan companies are adding women to their corporate boards?
Some, yes. Women on boards is a national and international topic. There are countries around the world that are starting to add quotas, require quotas of the number of women in executive positions as well as on corporate boards. That hasn't happened in the U.S., and most organizations that deal with women in business don't really want to have quotas. We would rather do it through a much more granular approach to it. And what the research shows is that about 11% of board members are women on corporate boards. There are more today, many more today than there were 10 years ago. But one of the big issues is how do boards and how do companies really find eligible women who who have the credentials to be on boards? And that's part of what Mary is doing at Cranes in creating the Michigan Women's Directory of women who are eligible to serve on boards. And it's not primarily for just corporate boards because they have already started addressing this. But we have a number of smaller companies, both public and private, who could use some help in identifying the pool that would be eligible to serve on boards. And what research has shown is that companies with diverse boards, both in terms of women as well as other forms of diversity, are more successful, more profitable than than companies that have more homogeneous boards.
Is this, I'm leading the question, this is part of Seidman's College of Business. You have a whole initiative facing this?
This is it's become a collaborative. As when I came here a year and a half ago, women in positions and women moving up professionally has always been one of my very strong interests. Mm-hmm. And one of our alum, Kathy Volgelzang, sits on the Michigan Women's Commission. And through our conversations, I learned that one of the focus areas of the commission is women on boards. And so we started talking about that and then talking with Mary, and we all started talking about the various activities we each have to see how we could work with each other. And that is one of the reasons we now have Mary coming next week to talk about her initiative for women, or Crane's initiative for women on boards. So we are looking at the research because what we have found is the path for women to move onto boards isn't quite as clear as the path for identifying men. So we're doing some research. Some of our faculty are working to do some research on trying to understand how boards find women. The search process isn't clear. If you want to become a CPA and get a job as a CPA, you know your search process. The search process for women on boards isn't quite as clear. So we're looking at companies that have been very successful, and we're looking at their best practices with the hope to take those best practices and share them with companies across the state and then beyond the state to help them increase the number of women and then past women the number of other diverse populations or individuals that people have on boards.
Does one need to, let's just say, pay their dues? If their goal is to serve on a corporate board, should we go ahead and join a smaller board to, quote, get the experience? Is that an action item?
Absolutely. That could be very helpful. And I think it becomes more challenging on the smaller boards because they have less of a network in terms of trying to find people who are qualified. And typically, to serve on company boards, you need to have some level of executive experience, serve in one of the officer C-suite positions. So that will also go along with what we are looking at in how do you identify and help women advance and develop professionally so that they do move up to C-suite positions, because at this point, it's still a relatively low number. I think from a McKinsey report, it's about 16 or 17% of C-suite individuals, officers, are women.
So I hope Mary will leave us with some action items on what the first or the second step is to change those numbers.
Anyone that knows Mary knows that she will leave us with some action items. She will encourage all of us to jump on board and help in this endeavor. And Michigan actually generally, with its Fortune 500 companies and its larger companies, is doing a good job relative to other states of placing women on boards. We have a number of companies that have 2, 3, or 4 women on their boards.
Do you see an obstacle of perhaps an employer that might not give? Oftentimes board meetings can be a 2-hour affair.
Yes, they can be a 2-hour affair, and they might not be in town. So you can be on a board across the state or across the country, and it is a commitment by the company to allow a person to serve on a board. But it also adds a great deal of expertise and perspective for that person coming, which that person can then use in their own work. It's beneficial.
Yeah, so that would be the one of the reasons, to take that to your employer.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit. You mentioned the research is going on. Will there be a study that will be ultimately published? Will we keep in touch with this on behalf of Seidman?
Yes, that is our hope. We will publish it in a couple of areas. We will publish it through our normal publishing channels. We will also hopefully publish it in the professional journals, and we will share it through presentations. It's not something you just do once and leave. It has to be an ongoing, continuous initiative, because we really need to change the culture and the way we think about placing people on boards. Right now, it's primarily who you know, and there are some search firms, but again, the networks and identifying the pool of women is more difficult.
And that's what we'll learn about next Tuesday. Give you the details one more time for this annual Peter F. Secchi A Breakfast Lecture Series, Dean Lawson.
It will be on Tuesday, the 29th, 7:30 a.m. If it snows tonight, it'll be gone by next week, so there won't be a problem.
I'm hoping it's gone by Friday, my friend.
Mary Kramer will be speaking about the initiatives of women on boards and why it is so important.
And the work will continue under your leadership with the Seidman College of Business. gvsu.edu/Seidman. Is that a good way to get in touch with you as well?
Yes, that is a great way.
Great. Dr. Diana Lawson, thank you. See you Tuesday.